You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we are 805 with Tom and Sandy. I was listening to your conversation. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
You know, I'm not real happy with your new earphones.
Me neither.
Well, you can actually hear what we're talking about now.
Uh-huh.
Because before, you couldn't hear what we were talking about.
I know. Oh, I can hear
okay,
it now.
Guys, we got to cut the, you know what I'm talking about. She's on to us now. Yeah. Okay, she's right there. She's listening to us now, okay? So let's watch what we say. Yeah, I know you're hungry.
You're always hungry.
You're
Jason.
A hungry guy.
Tom, for your birthday, I'm going to come up with a better song.
Well, my birthday's a long way away. Now, Sandy's birthday is like 3 days. What, February 13th, right?
Uh-huh.
But Sandy likes my song. Yeah. And yes, I did know that your birthday was a long ways away. That's why I said we'd give it to you for your birthday.
Oh, okay. So we're going to listen to this for almost another year.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, good.
Today's Hungry Man segment and Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you by Your Ad Here. Again, if you're a small business looking for some exposure and need a little help getting the word out, give us a call at 805-570-5636. We can help you with those marketing opportunities right here on 805 with Tom and Sandy. We have a great base and a lot of listeners that are waiting to hear from your message.
We do a good job.
We do. We do a good job.
Great job.
Yeah. It's a nice plug. I didn't even know it was coming.
See, we're working on it.
Jason and I talked about it. Oh, did we not consult you?
That's right. One of those. But, give her old headphones.
We have been talking a little bit about Valentine's Day. It's coming up next week. And there are some great things out there. You know, people are going to do the typical chocolate and flowers and cards. But there's some other really cool couples things out there. I'm going to talk about two of them. One of them that my wife and I went to this past week and one coming up. We're doing this coming week. And they're just, one of them trying to build up the suspense is really just kind of.
Yeah, well, I can't take it anymore. I mean,
you have a short attention span. But it's a unique opportunity for couples that's different from what anyone else is going to be doing. And it's Food Confessions over at the Rubicon Theater. It's a really cool
kind of
monologue-based comedic play.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about food themes. The food themes, though, kind of transverse into other aspects of life. They're talking about mortality, they're talking about relationships, communication, love, and it's really fun to see the five actors engage and interact with each other. And it's not a one-to-one like conversation where Tom and, well, more like me and Sandy having a conversation, but it does have really interesting insight about life and how food plays into our daily activities. Written by Nancy Newfer and directed by Jenny Sullivan, again over the Rubicon, they've got shows going on through the 24th, Wednesday through Sunday, some great opportunities, with a special 8 o'clock showing on Valentine's Day.
I think you just gave me my birthday present. I'm going to have my husband take me to that because I love the plays there.
It was a great time. We were invited by our friends at Food Share to join in the opening gala on the 2nd, and it was an amazing show. I didn't really know what to expect. I kind of read the summaries because it had played at the Libero Theater up in Santa Barbara previously. And so I wasn't quite sure what it would be about. But the seating of the Rubicon, you know, is really small and intimate. You're right up on stage. Again, there's five actors involved. Nancy, who wrote the play, is one of the actors involved with the monologues. And it was so engaging and relatable that people were actually laughing, yelling out, yes! You know, like they could totally feel the different aspects that they were, the actors were talking
And there's
about.
Not a bad seat in there. Because it's so intimate. I love it.
Yeah, and some of the monologues are really funny. They go off about mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts and how one of them was actually very almost touching in the sense that one of the actors was relating to their time with their mother and, you know, cooking in the kitchen and her mother had passed. And, you know, some of this is fiction. They've made it up. But a lot of it is based on stories that Nancy has either heard or followed. If you go to their website, RubiconTheater.org, they have a really cool write-up that kind of gives you a little bit of the history.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Tickets for that are ranging between $35 and $49 each, so check that out. Again, running through the 24th, shows are Wednesday through Sunday. The other thing I just went to last night, actually, is one of our friends and favorites over at 2088 Bistro down in Camarillo. They've got some really cool specials for Valentine's Day coming up, including a three-course dinner.
What? Listen, no. Well, okay, I did not do anything here. Okay.
No, I am, you did not, Tom.
I have been totally focused. I'm letting you guys have this nice
focus part.
Nice conversation. It's all very good.
I love it, Tom. You stifled me a little bit because normally when I'm looking at you, you have something on the tip of your tongue. You're waiting to engage. You're going to throw something out there. And today I feel like you're really attentive. I like this.
What are you talking about?
Chef Candace Hilger over at 2088, along with owners Vince and Annetta, they're doing, again, a three-course dinner for Valentine's Day. You can pick any appetizer. There's three appetizers to pick from, super salad as well. There's five entrees. What's nice about their menu for Valentine's Day is that all the entrees are individually priced. So if you're trying to have a fun Valentine's Day on a budget and still show a good time, you can do it. It's not like, oh, $60.
Set price.
Yeah. No, they're doing
really cool. I'm not big on those.
No. And they've got one of the items on here. It has lobster mash.
So lobster mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. That's right in my
alley. That is a great
Especially
deal.
After that farmer's market segment where we're talking about some of the seafood.
Yeah, I want to get down to that. We got to go down there one morning. Let's get the group of us, go down there and stand in line and pick up some stuff. I mean, what a great way to get crabs and all that.
And, of course, there's going to be a lot of restaurants, not to shift back to Valentine's meals, Tom.
That's right. It was your segment.
That's all right. No, wait. I love you, man. But it is about restaurants for Valentine's. And what's exciting is that there's going to be a lot of local restaurants putting out great specials. But with 2088, you know, they have an interesting menu all year long. Sometimes the desserts actually hint at Valentine's Day. One of those being
the red velvet, right?
Bang. Red velvet creme brulee. And Candace will not give me the recipe yet. She said she's got pastry chefs across the nation trying to figure out how to do it. But it actually has, it's really vibrant red. It's got the typical brulee crust, but it also has this mouthfeel that's very reminiscent of red velvet cake. And so
we're
going to work on getting that recipe out of her. There are some other cool things on their menu. The sliders that they serve have prosciutto and ground bacon mixed in, so it's all ground together.
Mm-hmm.
But they are doing some interesting things for Ladies Week Out. So the week after Valentine's, which is going to be kind of fun. All week long, they have different activities and events going on, including a women in business champagne and cheese night, cupcakes and wine. But on the 23rd, they're also doing a cooking class in the restaurant. And Candace does one of these every month. This one coming up is going to be kind of a mystery. She's going to work on the agenda.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to have a fun giveaway for that at the end of this segment. So stay tuned.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've actually done one of those with her. I think it was her first one. And I sat at the bar. They've got the beautiful bar
nice
there.
Nice bar, yeah.
And they have little burners all over. And you actually, it's very hands-on.
Okay.
And she goes around and everything is pre-measured. But you get to actually make your own. And I still remember how to make that dish because it was so easy. But yet it didn't look easy. Once you saw the finished product, you're like, wow, that was all exactly. It took?
That's the cool thing is a lot of these chefs are now giving us not the secrets exactly of some of their great dishes, but the secrets so that we can look like we know what we're doing.
Yeah, and some good base tips and skills. And again, that's another great couples activity. You know, people underestimate the power of being in the kitchen together, working together. It opens lines of communication. You're tasting food and really heightening a new awareness about how each other operates and communication. So again, try something unique. We got the Rubicon showing food confessions. Another aspect of that I forgot to mention, if you take in five or more cans to the Rubicon box office, you'll actually give it a $5 rebate because they're doing a partnership right now with FoodShare.
Oh, wow.
So that's in honor of food confessions, the play, they partner with FoodShare and trying to help raise awareness for them. You know, again, that's another big thing for everybody's hungry. So we try to get that word out wherever possible. And then again, with 2088 cooking classes and a couple unique things at the restaurant we want to get you involved with. So try something different for Valentine's Day. Don't just do the typical restaurant chocolates and card.
Right.
Go out and experience something together that's really going to give you a story to talk about later on.
I agree with you.
That's what's so cool about this show. You're bringing things like that. Instead, everybody gets stuck in their habits, Oh, let's go to this place. Let's go to this. And over and over and over again. And yet you bring up all these great things. And that's what I love about this show is we're really... And we're learning as we go along here because we don't know these things that are going on.
That's why we hang out
in
the phone room for the other segments, too, because there's a lot of great guests and a lot of cool information. And the Valentine's menu, though, if you do want to go out just for dinner for Valentine's and you're concerned about the busyness of the restaurant, they're running their Valentine's menu all weekend long. So you can actually go slightly after Valentine's, still enjoy a great evening out, celebrate together. It doesn't have to be on the holiday when it's going to be crazy and people are turning tables every 45 minutes. So get over there and see 2088 down in Camarillo. Their address is
2088
Boulevard. We've gone over that one. I was wondering if you guys were going to remember.
It's the only one. So are you doing a giveaway, you say?
We are doing a giveaway. Candace has supplied one entry to her cooking class on the 23rd. It's a $57 class value.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be on the 23rd either. Let me say that because she does them every month. You can do one of her other classes, but the next one coming up is the 23rd. So we've got one certificate, one entry to that cooking class.
$57 value. Let's take caller number 10 on that one at 289-1520. Another great way to experience some of the best chefs we have right here in the 805.
That's right. Thanks, Jason.
You're
that
welcome.
Was awesome.
Thanks, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day coming up.
Thank
we're
going to
go on a short break and hear from some really great sponsors when we come back. We're going to hear from another special guest, and you don't want to miss it. You're listening to 805 with Tom and Sandy on 1520/90.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.